We've spoken over the course of the past couple of days about saying the bracha of Shehiyanu when eating new fruits, but there are other occasions when one says a bracha of Shehiyanu. The Mishnah in the final perek of Masechet Brachot tells us, that if a person has built a new home or bought new items, so then says a bracha of Shehiyanu. And this bracha is obviously because of the simcha that one gets on acquiring these items, and there are a number of details to do with this, which appear in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Kaf Gimel, that we're told that even if you've got such items already, that but you buy new items, you would still say Bracha of Shehiyanu because you've got a sense of Simcha. I've got a suit, but I buy a new suit, then I would say Bracha of Shehiyanu over the new suit. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us, in actual fact, that it's not just to do with a new suit, but even if you buy a second-hand suit, that it's new for you, that you would say a bracha of Shehiyanu over it. So obviously it would need to be something that you've got some simcha about. It doesn't look like a set of rags that you've just bought. And this is, in actual fact, one of the very important concepts which appears, that with regard to the bracha of Shehiyanu over new clothing, that is this question of what's the definition of something which generates the necessary simcha that you would say the bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about something which isn't particularly chashuv, something which isn't a particularly significant item of clothing. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that's a t-shirt. So the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch says that you don't say a bracha of Shehiyanu over it because you're not particularly excited about it, unless you're a poor person, and a poor person, this is something, you know, a new t-shirt for a poor person is as meaningful as a new suit for a wealthy person. So the Mechaber holds that a poor person would say bracha of Shehiyanu over it. That the Rama says, in actual fact, even a poor person doesn't say bracha of Shehiyanu over a chaluk and minhalayim, just like a t-shirt and a pair of shoes, things like that, because they're not very chashuv. But in actual fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machloket of the poskim about something which is very, very cheap. And the conclusion seems to be that it's a subjective definition, bearing in mind that the bracha of Shehiyanu is to do with the simchat halev, the sense of happiness and pleasure that a person's got. So that, by definition, is a subjective measurement and a subjective bracha. So if it's something, you know, you buy, you know, a new suit four times a year and don't really think anything of it, then it might be that you never say bracha of Shehiyanu over buying a new suit. Whereas if you're a poor person, that's a person who is homeless, and they get a brand new t-shirt, that they haven't had a brand new shirt, you know, for 5 years, then for them that would be a source of great simcha, and they would say a bracha of Shehiyanu. The question sometimes, so in general, we would say that you don't say bracha of Shehiyanu over, you know, insignificant items of clothing. I would say things that you sort of buy without really having any simcha about, planning, things that you sort of just regard as, you know, necessities. So over a underwear, you certainly wouldn't say a bracha of Shehiyanu. That's a t-shirt, you wouldn't say a bracha of Shehiyanu. Even just a regular shirt, you wouldn't say a bracha of Shehiyanu. But it might be that, you know, if you've spent £65 on a silk shirt that you're going to wear for, you know, very special occasions, then maybe you would say say a bracha of Shechianu on that. The question comes up, what if you buy a whole sort of new collection of clothes? That's your autumn collection. That's, you know, a few new shirts, a couple of new pairs of jeans, some nice striped socks, that's a tie or two, if people still wear ties and that sort of thing. So on any of those things individually, you wouldn't say a bracha of Shechianu, but you've brought it, you know, you've come home from Brent Cross with, you know, laden down by the carrier bags from your shopping spree, then perhaps in that instance you would say bracha of Shechianu. The Mishnah says kana kelim chadashim, so you've bought kelim chadashim, not just one clay, but kelim chadashim, you've bought numerous items which join together, give you a sense of simcha. I think there could be good grounds there to say the bracha of Shechianu. That's the Shulchan Aruch says at the end of the siman that we don't say tibalet chadesh to a person who's got something which is made out of leather. The minhag was that if a person's got new clothing, you say to them, that's very nice, that's, hope you wear it out in due course and are able to buy another one as well. That's usually the response is, I hope I don't wear it out too quickly. But in any event, that's what you say to a person. That's, so the Shulchan Aruch says you don't say that to a person if they're wearing something made out of leather, because having this item necessitated the death of an animal. And based on this, some people believe that you don't say a bracha of Shechianu over things made out of leather, but in actual fact, the Prima Gadim and the Kafa Chaim and other poskim say, no, you do say a bracha of Shechianu. So quite a pair of shoes. So again, if you just buy a pair of £30 shoes, I'm not sure that one would say a bracha of Shechianu. If you've bought a pair of crocodile or alligator skin shoes that cost £450, then I think it probably would be appropriate to say Shechianu. Adkan.